Dear friend, are you thankful? When we look around, regardless of what we may have before us, there are things in which we should be thankful. Let's revive our thankfulness today from our studies here at the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Thank you again to our Jay Webb for his kind introductions, and you'll hear from Jay throughout our broadcast as he will let you know about information concerning our work here at International Gospel Hour. And also thank you for joining us. How honored we are to have you to join us to listen to our broadcast wherever you may be. You know, since 1934, the International Gospel Hour has been on the air somewhere. Did you know we are the second longest running weekly religious radio program in the history of radio? We are the longest running radio program in Churches of Christ. If there's a Church of Christ in your area, please give them a visit. They would love to have you. They will not embarrass you in any way. You will be an honored guest. Let's talk about the work today about thankfulness. You know, I'm always thankful that you join me here from the International Gospel Hour, our broadcast. And you know, when we think about thankfulness and to be grateful and all, it was an individual by the name of Fred DeWitt Van Amberg who said, "Gratitude is a currency that we can mint for ourselves and spend without fear of bankruptcy." Boy, I really like that. So today we're going to talk a little bit about gratitude and thankfulness, and we must admit, to grow in that area of gratitude and thankfulness, well, friends, you cannot go wrong. Again, you cannot bankrupt it. So we're going to think about this today, but first, we would like to say thank you for listening, and we want to offer to you a little bit of information that will be available for you to use. Here is our Jay Webb.
The quickest way to reach us is our toll-free number, 1-855-IGH-6988. You can request free Bible study courses, ask a question, or make a comment. Let us know where you hear our broadcast. The number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That number again is 1-855-IGH-6988. Or if you prefer, 1-855-444-6988.
Yes, dear friends, we would love to hear from you. And our study materials are always free, and of course, the toll-free call, well, it is free as well. Let us know how we can help you. Concerning being thankful, let's consider the words of the Apostle Paul written to the church in the city of Colossae. Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. Paul says, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and brings forth fruit as it does also in you, since the day you heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth." In this lesson text, Paul extends his thanks in prayer to the church at Colossae. And you know, this is a good text to consider thankfulness and to bring forth a couple of questions our way. First of all, are we thankful for our faith? Now think about the lesson text again. This is a faith that was heard. In verse 4, "since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus." You know, when you think about the faith that is in Christ, let's think about these wonderful brethren. Colossians 1 and verse 5 said that they heard the word in truth. Okay, they heard the word in truth, and they believed it. They believed that word, as we note from Colossians 1 and verse 4. We see again in Colossians 1:23 and Colossians 2:5 through 7 that they believed in what they heard. Do you suppose these good folks repented of their sins? Well, as Jesus commanded it in Luke 13 and verse 3, and the apostles preached it in Acts 2 and verse 38, and the apostle Paul spoke of it and commanded it in Acts 17, 30 and 31, well, there is no doubt. Do you suppose these folks confess Christ based upon their faith? Well, yes. Jesus commanded in Matthew 10, 32 through 33 that we are to confess Him before men and the danger if we do not. In Acts 8, verse 37, did not the eunuch make that confession? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And dear friends, through their faith they were baptized. Listen to Colossians 2, verses 12 through 13. Buried with Him in baptism, in which you also were raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead, and you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He is made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Do you suppose their burial in baptism raised them up and forgave their trespasses? That's what it says. And you know, they walked faithfully. In Colossians 1 and verse 2, Paul calls them faithful brethren. So let me ask you, friends, are we thankful for our faith? How is your faith? Is it an obedient faith like those at Colossae? Take what they did in obeying the gospel, compare what you did in obeying the gospel, and see if they match. If not, let's search those scriptures and do the right thing. Speaking of scriptures, here is the second question which we bring forth of being thankful. Are we thankful for the Word of God? I take us back to verses 5 and 6, to where Paul tells them about the hope that is laid up in heaven for them, and they had heard it before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which had come unto them as it is in all the world, and it brings forth fruit. He said it does in the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Now listen to that, friends. The Word of God comes, that's verse 6. We hear it, that's verse 6, and we can know it, that's verse 6. That's a pretty good indication that Paul had not seen these brethren, nor been there, that's Colossians 2 and verse 1, but he had heard of what they had done, Colossians 1 and verse 4 and verses 7 and 8. Although Paul had not been there, that seems to be a good indication, yet the gospel, the powerful message, made its way there. It had come to them, Colossians 1:6 and Colossians 1:23, and to all the world. Now listen to these similar words from 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. It was the writer of years gone by, A.W. Tozer, who said, "The Bible is not an end in itself, but a means to bring men to an intimate and satisfying knowledge of God, that they may enter into Him, that they may delight in His presence, may taste and know the inner sweetness of the very God Himself in the core and center of their hearts." Dear friends, when you think about the Word of God and how all of this is through Jesus Christ, my friend Mike Vestal, when he was dealing with this text and talking about being filled or complete, 5 to 6 times you find this mentioned, and I love the way that Mike put it. He says, through Jesus Christ, we are individuals who are Christ-drenched. Oh, wow, that's pretty powerful. How thankful we are for the Word of God, that we can be Christ-drenched, that we can be overtaken by Christ. And oh, dear friends, if we could be overtaken by Christ, it begins when we say, Christ, you take over. Dear friends, as we are thankful for the Word of God, we'd love to help you in your studies of the Word of God. Everything that you will hear from the International Gospel Hour is absolutely free. We receive commendations from networks and from stations of our giveaway and everything that we give. We don't ask for a dime for your money. We don't ask any dime or of your money, rather. We just appreciate your time and interest, and we are able to provide that absolutely free. So, with that being said, here is our J-Web to give you the details of how you can receive a free Bible study course by mail. Here is our J-Web.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
Friends, we do hope that you will give our Bible study course an opportunity. We find sending that by mail allows you to work at your own pace. We will let you know it's a very unique study that's actually a 30-part study. Now, don't let that overwhelm you. It's just good to take it little by little to study and to absorb along life's way. You can reach out to us for other study opportunities. Again, that's our toll-free number at 1-855-IGH-6988. And let us hear from you. And also, to write us at internationalgospelhour.com, you click on the Contact tab, you can leave us the same information. We are always honored to hear from our listeners for the International Gospel Hour. Dear friends, to be thankful for what God has provided, a saving faith through a solid word. Oh, what a joy it is. And you know, friends, we always want to take the Word of God and to study it on our broadcast here at International Gospel Hour. So we want you to stay with us, want you to keep listening, and thankful that we can hear from you. And we're going to continue our studies together at another time. For right now, dear friends, thank you for joining me for the International Gospel Hour broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and keep listening.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you too.